Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Steve Clark for the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration today. Thank you for calling. We've been talking about life. Think how precious our natural, just our physical life is to us. I mentioned on the first day of this series about when a baby is born into the world. A new life is entered into this world. Well, we would say a man is born into the world, but where did that life start? It started at conception, 9 months before, and you know, there's this whole thing of abortion, and people don't recognize that it's truly a human life before it's born, and yeah, it's just terrible what people do these days. But life started at conception. Even the heart starts beating just within the first week or so before the mother even realizes she's pregnant. That is the physical life. The baby then develops, it grows, it gets its limbs, its organs, its blood, and it has everything it needs there. It has warmth, it has its needs met, it's being fed by the placenta and all those things. It's a beautiful process, the way God has made this whole thing to work, and it's just beautiful. But it has life. But think about it. It's bound in that womb. It can't see yet. It has its eyes, but it can't see. And it can hear some things, but it can't really communicate. It can't distinguish different sounds yet. Although I know that they say that the baby can understand or can hear his daddy's voice and things like that, and it's beautiful. It can move, but it can't go very far. It's just enclosed. It's trapped inside that uterus, that bag, and with all the water around there. The brain develops, but it can't really learn things. The mouth develops, but it can't speak yet. The baby can put its thumb in its mouth and suck its thumb and things like that, but it can't speak. The vocal cords are there, but it can't express itself. It has lungs, but it can't breathe yet. The baby is constrained. It has life, definitely has life, but it's not the kind of life that we think of because of, being able to move around, being able to think, being able to function and all those kind of things, and even make noise, scream, and you know, like when it gets out it starts crying and everybody's happy, but it doesn't really enjoy the life that we know as life today. But when it's born, there's rejoicing by the parents, there's rejoicing by the midwife, the doctor, the nurses, whoever's there attending the birth, and it starts breathing, and it starts it has new life, in a sense. It has new life, and when it's born into this world. Well, I think there's a comparison here. Yes, the natural man, before salvation comes, he has life. He can breathe. He can talk. He can function in this world. He can do many things. He can think. He can choose. He can, you know, he can make noise. He can hear. Just the natural man. But, you know, Jesus said, you must be born again. And I think the comparison between a baby in the womb and a baby when it's born is a very good comparison to this whole thing of spiritual life that we're talking about this week. The natural man has life, and that life is from God. We've discussed that in the last couple days sometime, but you know, we live and move and have our being because of God. All of our physical life is from God anyway, but there's another life. There's a spiritual life that he wants for us to have, and that's this thing that the Bible talks about as eternal life, this thing that Jesus came and he said he is the bread of life, and in all of these things that we've been looking at, I think it's just beautiful to see the comparison here, because when he It says in John 10:10 there, it says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that they might have life, and that more abundantly. This is that abundant life that Jesus is talking about, and I think the comparison between the baby in the womb and the natural man and the baby that's born after he can hear and stuff, and the spiritual man, where we can really hear from God, we can really see things. I think it's just beautiful, this comparison. I just encourage you to think about that today as you go through your day, and I hope that's an inspiration to you. Jesus said, you must be born again, and I believe that's what he was talking about. You need to have this spiritual birth to be born again, to have this life of God flowing in you, the life that was lost when Adam and Eve sinned and they lost fellowship with God. This very life of God dwelling in us, what a beautiful thing. Well, we must continue in Christ to have that life. I want to look at a few scriptures here today on that point. We must continue in Christ to have that life. We looked at it earlier in 1 John chapter 5, where it says, if we, well, let me turn to it there, I might quote it wrong, but 1 John chapter 5, it says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. We have to have the Son, and we have to continue in him. Colossians 3 verses 1 through 4. It says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, this natural man is dead, and you're, or sorry, I guess it wouldn't be the natural man there. It says, for you are dead, the spiritual man, you are dead to the things of the world, the things of the natural, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And that's the point there, that we need to have our life hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. And that's this life that we're talking about. We need to have our life hid with Christ in God. And we will seek after things above and not things on the earth. We will set our affection on things above. And it's this life that we're talking about. So we must continue in Christ. Our life must be hid with Christ in God. Another verse for this point about continuing in Christ would be a very familiar one in John chapter 15. And if you know, turning here, John chapter 15, if you know about John 15, it's abiding in the vine. And here in verse, well, I'll just read the first four verses. I am the true vine, Jesus said, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. So, this is abiding in Christ, or continuing in Christ, and we have this life. Well, we don't see the word life in these passages, in these verses here that we're reading. But I believe this is what it's talking about. If we are in Christ, we're abiding in him, we're going to have this life in us, and it's going to produce fruit, and it's going to produce fruit to the glory of God in our life. So it's abiding in Christ, continuing in Christ. And one more I want us to look at, and this is, again, back in 1 John, and it's chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. Let that therefore abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. I believe these are the commands and the things, the gospel that's come to them, the commands of Christ. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. So the thought here Our thought is that we're continuing in Christ, and these are a few verses to show that. This one here says that if you remain, if it remains in you, you shall continue in the Son and in the Father. That we would, as Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If we love Christ, if we are abiding in him, if we are continuing in him, if we are seeking his face, we are living for him, we are continuing in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even in eternal life. So that my encouragement for us today is two things. First, about what we said there about the baby in the womb and the physical man, the baby that is born into this world, and the spiritual man, that beautiful comparison, but also that we would continue in Christ. And I just pray that for you today and for myself, that we would continue in Christ today, that we would walk with him and find all of our needs met, and that very life that Christ has for us, that eternal life for today. Father, I do pray for all those that are listening today, for my own self, Lord, that I would abide in Jesus today, and that I would have that eternal life that you promised. Lord, that I would have a song in my heart and even out of my lips, that I would want to open my mouth for the glory of God and be able to help others, that I would live my life for others and for the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray and ask that in Jesus' name for each one of us. Amen. Well, God bless you today.